Hello, hello. That's right, German voice. Yeah, well, here, all's fabulous in Bumfuckistan, you know. See, what happens is, I've been drugged for a long time and I've worked on a lot of issues. And what the crazies do is they're really sort of negative people, and they try to make your shit their problem, or try to make their shit your problem, and what happens is so they act like you know, you walk in and just, you know, some cafe or something, and you're happy, content, peace of mind, you know what I mean? And they just start up their fucking shit. Oh, so-and-so reckons you're a cunt. You can't come to our shop. Yeah, you know, that fucking bullshit, you know? And I've seen it so many times, I just don't care anymore. And, you know, you just watch them, you know? Yeah, the general effect is that, as what my old buddy used to say, you know, you need a fucking, you know, oh, the cunts will always be sticking the knives in, you just get, you know, get a thick hide, you know, just doesn't make any fucking difference anymore, you know, and, yeah, so... I don't know, there was these two guys that, I forget, oh fuck, it's so long ago, but anyway, this one cafe was, you know, the little fucking in crowd sort of cafe, and I can't remember, and so, wait a sec, we'll just pause there, we've got catch to let in. So anyway, these two guys took it over, and they were the sort of, you know, the South, for those who know Melbourne, Australia, they were the sort of, you know, South Melbourne types with their little cafe and their clicky little in crowd and aren't we fucking marvellous, and, you know, playing those, you know, the enemies and allies games, you know, those who are... for us are, and you know, and we're against all those who aren't, and all this little crap fucking trips, you know, and you know, so the only people that ever went to their cafe was all the in crowd cunts, you know, the gossips, the nasty little fucking me, oh fucking yeah. And so what happens is, when you get really negative people, is they feed each other their negative energy, and then they reinforce each other's toxic stupidity, and then they just get good at being assholes, you know. And so rather than really taking advantage of when you get sort of emotionally healthy people around, they just do everything they can to shit can the opportunity by shit canning the person and finding every little fucking thing to nitpick about and put shit on, and, you know, and so they miss out. They just get better at being nasty, and, you know, I get better at being fucking happy because I don't have cunts like that in my life. And, yeah, what happened was, yeah, eventually the nasty little in crowd sort of fizzled out, and they sort of got, this is how I sort of saw it, the nasty little bitchy fucking in crowd clique, you know, they sort of fizzled out and sort of faded away, and then they were stuck with a cafe that they couldn't afford to run, and had was on the market for like 5 or 6 years, you know, before it got sold. And Now, I'm not sure of the exact deal because I'm not involved. I don't take a real interest in other people's business, and so I'm just going to qualify this as an assumption. They may have done a deal with some friends of theirs, or some other people might have bought some other fucking dumbasses might have bought the joint out, you know. And so it's been open for 6 months, and so I thought, oh yeah, I don't see it, you know. If I go to a cafe, I want to feel like it's the sort of place where you can go in, take a few school books and study, you know, and you know, pencil to paper, and have, you know, one or two cups of coffee over a couple of hours or something like that, you know. And you know, if it's not real busy, you know. But so I thought I'll just go check it out, you know. And so I rang the guy, rang them up just out of just curiosity about a week back. He's, oh mate, you know, fucking this shit, you know. And about a week or 10 days later, I walked in there, you know. And this fucking bitch of a wife, you know, good looking, physically nice, tall, very fuckable, complete retarded cunt, you know, of a human being. I walk in there and she looks at me and, oh my God, it's him, oh, you know, and she spins on her heels and goes down the back where her husband's taking some dishes out the back or some shit, you know, and out he comes and he goes, oh, mate, we don't want you coming in here, you have to leave, you know. And I looked at him and says, why? He says, oh, you insulted us a long time ago, and we're not putting up with that shit, you know. So I just smiled and fucking walked out, and, you know, and they're going, oh, fuck, you know. And, you know, when I'm standing outside, and I just gave him the finger and laughed, you know. And I thought, I can't ever remember ever fucking insulting these people ever. You know, I really can't. And, you know, the other thing is that if I had have, they probably had have fucking deserved it. They had have been such, you know, spiteful little cunts that giving them a mouthful about their attitude and their behaviour was probably warranted, you know. And, but anyway, so I claim sort of complete innocence on the subject. But when I was in there, I was sizing this guy up. And what you get is, he was English, and he reminds me of someone from the Sex Pistols era, you know. And he reminds me of an old heroin addict, an old junkie that can't really use anymore, but he is as in fucking sane as they come, you know. He can't use and he can't stay fucking drug free, so he lives in the bloody crazy never never land of, you know, white knuckling it, you know. And she was quite fuckable, but she's like an absolute turd. Turd of a fucking woman, you know. And so I headed off, you know, and I thought about, you know, going tit for tat, a little bit of reprisal, this kind of shit, you know what I mean. And I thought best of it just to sort of, you know, talked it through with a couple of people what had happened, and just sort of let it go, you know. Partly because, you know, people that make up stories about you then trying to make it stick, and then try to, these fucking psychos, you know, brand me as the world's greatest fucking asshole, and I don't even really know who they are, you know. I got no memory of ever sort of running into them, you know. And they're part of that sort of really crazy fucking empire of idiots that they talk amongst themselves, and they'll invent shit to as their reason for, you know, telling you to fuck off. They'll invent shit. And You know, so that's calling me an arsehole to my face and without having any justification for doing so. So that's one lie, and then, you know, they have another fucking... That's one sort of act of obscenity where they do that. They serve it up to you and then they fucking lie to manufacture that bullshit. And that's a second that's a second obscenity, you know. And the third obscenity is that, in one sense, I'm not really offended at all. I don't give a fuck. Like, who are they, you know? You know, when you're around people that are that fucking crazy, it's actually good to not fit in with them, and it's good to not get along with them, and it's not good, and it's actually really good to that they make you feel unwelcome. They deliberately go out of their way to tell you, you can't come in our shop, you can't come in our business, blah, 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 blah. You know, because it's all the psychos in their junky bullshit, their crazy family of origin shit, you know, they're just mad, you know. And if you don't hang out with them and you don't participate in their shit with them and you don't take the bait when they throw it in front of you, you know, you can have a really good sort of life, or it greatly enhances the situation. And, yeah, you know. So, I'm really pleased with this. It's like, you know. And it's kind of like, I won't repeat myself, but it really is looking like, you know, these are the fucking people that turn up to Narcotics Anonymous and just fucking just disrespectful fucking assholes. And then they say, oh, fucking that guy's a cunt, this guy's a cunt, fucking rah, 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 and then they leave. And they can't use. And they, but they can't stay drug-free, but they can't use either. And so they end up so... You know how you get steel strings on a guitar? You know? And where you go, ding, 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 bang, and the string breaks, you know? Well, well, they're like, you know, half a turn off. He's so fucking psycho, he's like half a turn off fucking snapping, you know? And, what I found, or what I've observed, is when people are fucking absolute cunts, those nasty little clicky sort of fucking in-crowd cunts, when you walk in the place, it carries a particular sort of a vibe, you know, it carries a bad vibe. It's like, it's not like, it's like a psychic sort of vibe of, you can smell the fucking psychic shit, you know, that there's something really fucking wrong with these people, you know. And what happens has been, my observation is that they might be running a good little cafe, you know, and be popular with the in crowd who does all this fucking nasty, bitchy sort of shit, you know. But those people don't, it's like the, you know, it's like the woke fucking head cases that go, we demand this, we demand that, we demand this, and they're sort of like 0.1% of the population or some shit. And the companies are falling over themselves to cater to them, and yet everybody else is just saying, fuck this, and just walking off, you know. And, so they might be catering to the fucking, you know, being the absolute insane cunts that they are, they're catering to the fucking in crowd and all their shit. And what happens is the in crowd fades away, and all the people that have been walking in there and seeing this shit and, you know, being on the dirty end of their fucking attitude, well, they're not going to go in there again. You know, like if you've got to, say, travel, say, 500 k's, and this is a, you know, it's a stopping place, you know, it's an area that you might want to stop for a feed and have a piss and a shit, and then maybe a little rest, maybe you lay down in the car or something, you know. Well, you know, you go to places that give good service, good product, and good attitude. And when you got bad, when you get fucking just shitty sort of, you know, oh, do I have to kiss the customer's ass? Oh my God, no, fucking assholes. Oh, how dare, you know. When you get all that sort of shit, and when you get kind of, I haven't tried their food, but I can't imagine it being too fucking great. You know, I'm not saying that to put them down. I just, you know. And when you get bad attitude, that sort of slowly rubs off on all the customers who have been coming through there and who have been stopping for coffee and sandwiches and shit, you know, and a meal or whatever. And then they fucking move on. You know, they go to other places. They say, those people are a bunch of cunts. The food is just fucking crap. The atmosphere is just, this is something fucking really wrong with these people. And they move on and they don't come back, you know. And, given how very few of the people I ever saw in there today, and I thought, well, it hasn't exactly been a beehive of activity of customers and, you know, making up coffee and filling out orders and making sales and stuff like that. It's appeared to be sort of fairly quiet, you know. And, I'm not going to hold my breath. I'm not going to fucking, you know, every time I go past, I'm going to, you know, poke my tongue out at them and go, ha, 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 fuck you. No, none of that. But, you know, I sort of expect in the next maybe 3 to 6 months, you know, there'll be a for sale sign on the door, you know. And, but that was good, you know, the NPC cafe, you know. And, you know, if you're going to get enemies, get good enemies. And these people are just fucking dirtbags, you know, just fucking retarded dirtbags. And that's all they'll ever be. And there's been quite a few of them that have tried on the exact identical shit. And, you know, it's only 6 months, a year later, and they're out of fucking business. Not because of me, but because of the people that they are, how they run their business, and the attitude and the product and the standard of service they shove in their fucking, in the customers' faces, you know. So, yeah, let that be a lesson to you all, you know. So I've got to love you and leave you and upload this. So I hope you learn from it and can put it to good use. Thank you.